Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 1st of April, 2026. It is a Wednesday evening and it's 1 minute past the hour of 9. So we're talking about, we're going to talk about our nervous system for a little bit. Are we stuck? Are we not stuck? Are we moving? Are we not moving? Where exactly are you? So if you are one of those people that stresses a lot and that overthinks things a lot, I think this conversation is for you. Mara, we're going to discuss it in depth and we're going to see exactly where it's going to take us. But for today, I'm alone. It's just me, the matriarch. So hello to the creme de la creme. We as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of anything that we're playing on Pulling Heartstrings. This is strictly for learning purposes, listening purposes, and the works.
Well, welcome to another Friday night. Last week I told you we were going to start a new series, and it was really going to be a repeat of an old series and expanding on it. And it's on the characteristics of complex trauma. And 7 years ago we filmed a series and did 60 characteristics of complex trauma. And over the last 7 years, as I continue to work in this field, it's just greater insight and clarity into complex trauma. And so now my list is at 85 characteristics. And this series is an attempt just to bring them together in summary form so that you can get a clear, full picture of what complex trauma does, how it affects us. If you want more detail on some of these characteristics, there's other videos that you can watch. The purpose of this series is not to beat up people with complex trauma. It's not to judge them or look down on them. These are ways of coping, of surviving, that develop for a child who didn't feel safe. They didn't have any other option to survive. They didn't realize how it was going to affect them later in life. That's what they had to do to survive. And so this series is just designed to give you insight into it, because what happens 20, 30 years later is you realize all those survival tools, the patterns of behavior and thinking and emotions that developed, they're not working now. They're messing up my relationships. They're hurting me. They're hurting the people I love. But people go, well, why am I doing this? Where did it come from? This is designed to help you understand that and to know how you can begin to change that. So last week we got through the first 10 characteristics. So let's dive in. And these again are going to kind of be, how does trauma affect us physically? And I want to look first at how it affects our memory. So for many people with complex trauma, they have flashbacks. It's a very disturbing part of that. So they all of a sudden are walking in the day and there's this intrusive memory that just pops into their mind that is just causes them to start shaking, sweating, breathing hard, and creates great anxiety. And so they didn't invite that thought in. It just, these intrusive memories come in. Others have nightmares, dreams that are very scary. Others, they go to certain locations or events, or they meet certain people, and all of a sudden they get these flashbacks. They get triggered by driving down the street, going back to your hometown, whatever. And they can be very scary, and they can send you back into a fight, flight, freeze response in a heartbeat. And so it's just a reality for many people. But then the next one is that most people with complex trauma experience gaps in their memory. There's periods of their life that they just have no memory of. So I've dealt with many clients that don't have any memories before the age of 12. I have others that don't have any memories around particular years, when they're 6 and 7 or 8 and 9 or whatever. What's that all about? So it's really, to me, important to understand there's a lot of pieces here. So it begins with cortisol. So cortisol was actually designed to increase your memory. Cortisol was designed only to be delivered to the brain in short bursts when a person was in danger. And so what would happen with that cortisol is it would release get the adrenaline going, give you energy to fight or flight. so you could get out of the danger, you could get back to safety, then the cortisol would stop. But what happened with that is the cortisol would burn into your memory what just happened. And it was its way of saying, be aware of this. You never want this to happen again. This was terrible. And so that's where for many people, they can still remember 9/11/2001, where they were standing when the jets went into the towers in New York. It's because the brain said that is a significant, world-changing, scary event. Don't forget it. So cortisol kind of burns in memories. That's the design. But what happens with complex trauma is that the child is in danger all the time. So cortisol is always pumping. It wasn't designed to do that. And it starts to do damage in the brain. So you have your left lobe and your right lobe of the brain that are joined by this bridge called the corpus callosum, which is just a thick, thick network of nerves and fibers. And so what happens with that is when we go through any event, we create a memory. Part of the memory gets stored in the left lobe. Part of the memory gets stored in the right lobe. So in one part of the brain, in one lobe, goes the emotions of the memory. In the other part goes the details of the memory. And then anything that triggers the emotions, anything that triggers the details, corpus callosum joins them, and you get back the full memory of details plus emotions. But what happens with cortisol pumping all the time is that it burns the bridge, the corpus callosum. So what then happens for some people is they now don't even have access to the details. They don't have memory of the details. Others, they get all kinds of memory to the details. They just don't have any emotions around the details. So they can tell you, oh, yeah, I was sexually abused. Yeah, I was beaten all the time. And it's like they're reading a phone book. There's just zero emotion. And so you get very detailed emotion with no memories or huge memory gaps. So what happens when a person gets into recovery, they get into safety, so the cortisol isn't pumping anymore, the corpus callosum starts to heal. Now here's what typically starts to happen as the corpus callosum starts to heal. So let's say that you were a person who didn't have any details of memory. You had memory gaps. But now the corpus callosum starts to heal and you start getting wisps of memory. You start getting these weird dreams and you go, don't think that happened to me, but it kind of feels.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So today is Wednesday. It's a whooping and amazing Wednesday where we were also just chilling in our corner of readers. And our readers, we're going to read, my dear. And we're going to destroy the old versions of ourselves and become new and impactful people. So that's what we're going to do. So that nervous system of yours is most probably stuck in defense mode or survival mode or whatever kind of mode that you were in. And it is time for us to get out. It's time for us to live. Okay. So let's live. Let's live.
There comes a time when you must make a choice. Stay the same or burn the old version of yourself to the ground. The weak, undisciplined and doubtful you must die. If you want to grow, succeed and evolve, you must destroy every habit, every thought, and every excuse that's holding you back. This is your rebirth. This is your transformation. You must walk alone, cut off the noise, and rebuild yourself from scratch. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to do the work for you. If you truly want change, you must force it to happen. The time is now. Destroy the old you and rebuild the strongest version of yourself. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Burn the bridges to your past. There comes a time in life when you must cut ties with the past and move forward without looking back. The version of you that was filled with doubts, regrets, and bad habits no longer exists. To truly change, you must burn the bridges that connect you to the person you used to be. The past is a trap. It keeps you stuck in memories, mistakes, and missed opportunities. You replay old failures, broken relationships, and regrets like a movie in your mind. But what's done is done. You cannot rewrite the past, but you can take control of your future. Burning the bridges to your past means making a decision. It's the moment you stop giving energy to things that no longer serve you. The people who doubted you, the bad habits that held you back, the excuses that kept you from growing, they are all part of a life you are leaving behind. That life is over. Let go of guilt. Many people hold on to their past because of guilt and shame. They feel trapped by mistakes, failures, and wrong choices. But carrying guilt only slows you down. Forgive yourself, learn from it, and move on. Stop waiting for closure. Some people never move forward because they are waiting for an apology, a second chance, or the perfect goodbye. But the truth is, you don't need closure to move on. You only need to decide that your future is more important than holding on to the past. Your past friends may not fit your future. The people who knew the old, you may not support the new you. Some will doubt your transformation. Some will try to pull you back. And some will secretly hope you fail. Walk away from those who don't respect your growth. Destroy your old habits. The person you used to be had routines that kept you stuck. If you wake up late, waste time, and feed your mind with negativity, you will never grow. Burn the habits that no longer align with your new life. Change the way you speak to yourself. If you keep saying, "I'm not good enough,"
cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Or, "I always fail." You will continue to live in the past. Replace those words with, "I am capable," "I am growing," and "I am becoming stronger every day." Eliminate the triggers that pull you backward. Sometimes it's a place, a song, a memory, or even social media that reminds you of the past and drags you back. Cut out anything that makes you feel like the old you again. Reinvent yourself completely. The way you think, the way you act, the way you carry yourself, everything must change. Create a new identity based on the person you want to become, not the person you used to be. Commit to moving forward, no matter what. There will be moments when your past tries to pull you back. Old thoughts, old habits, and old people will test you. But remember, you burned the bridges for a reason. There is no way back. The only way is forward. You have the power to create a new version of yourself, one that is stronger, wiser and unstoppable. You are not your past. You are your future. Burn the bridges. Walk away from the old you and never look back. Chapter 2. The Power of Walking Alone. Greatness is built in solitude. The most powerful transformations happen when you step away from distractions, cut off the noise, and walk your own path. Walking alone is not a weakness, it is a strength. Most people fear being alone. They need validation, approval, and constant company. But the truth is, you must be comfortable with yourself before you can truly grow. If you are always surrounded by others, you will always be influenced by their thoughts, opinions, and limitations. Alone is where self-discovery happens. When you are by yourself, you are forced to confront your fears, weaknesses, and insecurities. You learn who you truly are, not who society, friends, or family expect you to be. This is where real transformation begins. Not everyone is meant to walk with you. The journey to becoming your best self is not meant for everyone. Some people will doubt you, hold you back, or discourage your progress. Walking alone allows you to break free from their limitations. Silence is powerful. In solitude, your mind becomes clear. You start hearing your own thoughts instead of the noise of the world. You gain focus, insight, and wisdom that is impossible to find in a crowded, chaotic environment. Lone wolves are the strongest. A lion does not need a pack to be a king. The most successful people in the world spent time alone, building their craft, sharpening their minds, and preparing for greatness. Becoming unstoppable requires periods of isolation. Independence builds self-respect. When you stop relying on others for validation, you become truly free. You no longer need approval to feel worthy. You no longer fear judgment. You trust yourself, you believe in yourself, and you walk your own path with confidence. Walking alone forces you to take responsibility. There is no one to blame, no one to depend on, and no one to rescue you. You learn to solve your own problems, make your own decisions, and build your own future. This is how real strength is developed. Most people will not understand your journey. They will question why you distance yourself, why you work in silence, why you are focused while they are distracted. Do not explain yourself. Just keep moving forward. Solitude brings discipline. Without external distractions, you learn to control your time, emotions, and actions. You become sharper, stronger, and more self-sufficient. Walking alone builds the discipline needed for lifelong success. Not everyone deserves access to you. The more time you spend alone, the more you realize how precious your energy is. You stop wasting it on people who drain you and start investing it in things that empower you. You become selective, and that is a superpower. Being alone makes you mentally tough. When you rely on others, you become weak. When you learn to stand on your own, you become unstoppable. Hard times don't break you, they sharpen you. Your purpose is revealed in solitude. When you remove distractions and listen to yourself, you gain clarity on what truly matters. You discover your mission, your vision, and your reason for pushing forward. Every great leader walked alone before they were followed. Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Muhammad Ali, Kobe Bryant, all spent years in focused solitude, mastering their craft before the world recognized their greatness. Their success was built in the shadows, away from the crowd. Walking alone does not mean loneliness. It means freedom. It means growth. It means becoming the strongest, most independent version of yourself. It is in solitude that you unlock your full potential. Not everyone is meant to walk with you, and that's okay. You are different. You are evolving. You are stepping into greatness. And sometimes that requires walking alone. Embrace solitude. Master yourself. And watch the world follow. Chapter 3. Breaking free from weakness and comfort. Comfort is the enemy of growth. The moment you choose comfort over challenge, you stop evolving. Weakness is built through easy choices, but strength is built through struggle. You were not born to live an easy life. You were born to become strong. The greatest warriors, the most successful leaders, and the most powerful minds all have one thing in common. They embrace discomfort, pain, and struggle to become unbreakable. Weakness is a choice. Every day you decide whether to push forward or stay stuck. If you let excuses, laziness, and distractions control you, you are choosing to be weak. But if you train your mind, push past resistance, and face challenges head-on, you are choosing strength. The easy path leads nowhere. If you stay in your comfort zone, you will live the same life forever. No growth, no success, no change. Comfort is a trap. It makes you feel safe while secretly destroying your potential. The only way to grow is to do what scares you. Fear is a sign that you are stepping into the unknown. If something is difficult, uncomfortable, or painful, that is exactly what you should be doing. Discomfort is the price of success. The reason most people fail is because they avoid struggle. They want results without effort, rewards without sacrifice. But nothing great comes without a price. The more discomfort you can endure, the stronger you become. Your mind is your greatest battlefield. Weakness is not just in the body, it starts in the mind. Every time you tell yourself, "I'll do it later," or "I'm not ready yet," you are letting weakness control you. Destroy those thoughts. Take action now. Burn the habit of procrastination. Every time you delay a task, you train yourself to avoid responsibility. Every time you say, "I'll start tomorrow," you lose another day of progress. There is no tomorrow. Only today. Start now. Pain is not your enemy, it is your teacher. Pain builds discipline. Pain teaches resilience. Every challenge you overcome makes you stronger. Use pain as fuel. Let it mold you into the person you were meant to become. Your biggest enemy is your comfort zone. The longer you stay comfortable, the harder it is to change. If your life feels easy, that is a warning sign. Seek challenges. Chase difficulty. Push yourself harder. Suffering creates warriors. Look at the strongest people in the world. They have all endured hardship. They have lost, failed, and struggled. But instead of breaking, they became stronger. They did not run from pain. They walked through it. Your body and mind are capable of more than you think. The limits you believe in are illusions. You are stronger than your fears, your doubts, and your past failures. The only way to know your true power is to push yourself beyond your limits. Weakness dies in discipline. If you lack confidence, train harder. If you lack focus, remove distractions. If you lack motivation, create a routine. Discipline destroys weakness. Excuses keep you weak. Every time you say, "I'm too tired," or "I don't have time," you are feeding your weakness. The moment you stop making excuses, everything changes. You don't need permission to become strong. You don't need the right time, the perfect plan, or someone to push you. You need to decide. Right now. Strength is a choice, and no one else can make it for you. Every day you waste in comfort is a day stolen from your future. Imagine where you could be if you stopped avoiding discomfort. 1 year from now, do you want to be the same person? Or do you want to be unrecognizable? The pain of discipline is temporary. The pain of regret lasts forever. The choice is simple. Suffer now and succeed later, or stay comfortable now and regret it for life. Comfort makes you soft. Hardships make you strong. You must train your body, train your mind, and train your spirit to endure discomfort. Your future depends on it. Do not stop when it gets hard. That is when transformation happens. The moment you feel like quitting is the moment you need to push even harder. Weakness dies when you refuse to give up. You are not weak. You are not average. You are powerful beyond measure, but only if you choose to be, only if you step out of your comfort zone, face the struggle, and break free from the chains of weakness. Destroy the old you, embrace the pain, and rebuild yourself into the strongest version of you. Chapter 4. Erasing the old mindset and programming a new one. Your mind is the foundation of your reality. The way you think shapes your actions, decisions, and future. If your mindset is weak, negative, or limited, your life will reflect that. To rebuild yourself, you must erase the old mindset and install a new one. Most people live with programming they never chose. From childhood, you were influenced by society, family, and your environment. You were told what you could and couldn't do, what was possible, and what was out of reach. It's time to break free from that conditioning. Your old mindset is filled with limitations. It tells you that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not capable. But those are just stories. Stories you've been repeating to yourself for years. You must delete them. Reprogramming your mind starts with awareness. You cannot change what you don't acknowledge. Pay attention to the thoughts that run through your mind daily. Are they pushing you forward or keeping you stuck? Challenge every belief that limits you. Just because you've believed something for years doesn't make it true. Ask yourself, who told me this? Is this fact or just fear? Most limitations exist only in your mind. Your words program your reality. Every time you say, I can't, your brain believes it. Every time you say, this is too hard, your brain looks for a way to quit. Replace those thoughts with, I am capable, I will figure this out, and nothing can stop me. Your subconscious mind runs your life. Everything you think repeatedly becomes a belief, and your beliefs shape your habits. If you want different results, you must feed your mind with new, empowering beliefs. Cut out negativity like a disease. Stop feeding your mind with doubt, fear, and excuses. Stop watching, reading, or listening to anything that weakens your mindset. You are either strengthening your mind or poisoning it. Choose wisely. Surround yourself with strength. The people you listen to, the books you read, and the content you consume all shape your thinking. If you want to be strong, surround yourself with strength. Visualization rewires your brain. Your mind cannot tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined. If you see yourself as weak, you will act weak. But if you visualize yourself as powerful, confident, and disciplined, your brain will begin to make it real. Your habits must align.
Every journey starts with a heartbeat. And for your car, that heartbeat is every part working perfectly together. At Motivec, we don't just sell parts. We keep your car alive. From brakes to batteries, filters to fluids, we power every drive, every trip, every moment. Motivec, the heartbeat behind your journey.
Tune in to The Home Run with
With your new mindset. You cannot think like a champion, but live like an amateur. The way you wake up, the way you work, the way you move, it all matters. Live like the person you want to become. Rewrite your identity. Instead of saying, I'm trying to be disciplined, say, I am disciplined. Instead of, I hope I can change, say, I am changing right now. Speak about yourself the way you want to be, and soon it will become true. Failure is no longer a setback, it is fuel. The old you feared failure, the new you embraces it. Every mistake, every challenge, every loss is a lesson that makes you stronger. Fail fast, learn faster, and keep moving forward. Mental toughness is built through daily repetition. Your brain, like a muscle, grows stronger the more you train it. Feed it powerful thoughts, challenge it with hard tasks, and push it beyond its comfort zone. You must train your mind like a warrior. Remove the option to quit. If you leave a way out, your mind will take it. Burn the bridges behind you. Make success your only path forward. Winners don't quit. They adjust, adapt, and keep going. The transformation happens when you fully commit. Changing your mindset isn't a part-time task. It's a full-time commitment. Every thought, every action, every decision must align with the new you. You either stay the same or you evolve. There is no in-between. Erase the old mindset. Program the new one. Step into your power. Chapter 5. Cutting off negative influences. Forever, your environment shapes your destiny. The people you surround yourself with, the content you consume, and the habits you repeat all determine the kind of person you become. If you are constantly exposed to negativity, self-doubt, and distractions, you will struggle to grow. To rebuild yourself, you must remove all negative influences from your life, permanently. Negativity is like a virus. It spreads and weakens your mind. If you surround yourself with negative people, you will start thinking, acting, and living like them. Their doubts become your doubts, their fears become your fears, and their failures become your mindset. You must cut them off before they poison your future. Some people are energy drainers. They bring drama, complain about everything, and never take action to improve their lives. These people are anchors, not wings. They keep you stuck in the past while you're trying to build your future. Let them go. Toxic relationships keep you weak. If someone is constantly bringing negativity into your life, whether it's a friend, partner, or even a family member, you must set boundaries. You cannot grow in a toxic environment. If someone is holding you back, they have no place in your future. Your mind is influenced by what you watch, read, and listen to. If you constantly consume negativity, whether it's social media, news, or toxic entertainment, you are programming your brain to expect failure, fear, and anxiety. Choose content that builds your mind, not poisons it. Your success will make some people uncomfortable. When you start leveling up, some people won't like it. They'll try to bring you back to their level, make you feel guilty for changing, or laugh at your goals. Ignore them. Their opinions don't matter. Negativity disguises itself as concern. Some people will pretend they are looking out for you, saying things like, "Are you sure this is a good idea?" or "You've changed." But their real fear is not your failure. It's your success. Cut them off. Not everyone is meant to come with you. The path to greatness is lonely because few people are willing to do what it takes. If you wait for approval or try to bring everyone with you, you will only slow yourself down. Move forward, even if it means walking alone. Cutting off negativity does not mean hatred. It means protection. You are not removing people because you dislike them. You are removing them because they are not aligned with your vision. You must protect your energy at all costs. Some people are addicted to drama. If someone is always gossiping, complaining, or bringing unnecessary problems into your life, they are not your friend. They are a distraction. Distance yourself before their chaos becomes your reality. Negativity kills ambition. The more you listen to people who doubt you, the more you will doubt yourself. If you want to grow, you must surround yourself with people who inspire, support, and challenge you. Be ruthless about who gets access to your mind. Your inner circle should reflect your future, not your past. If the people around you are not pushing you to be better, they are keeping you average. Surround yourself with winners, not complainers. Guilt keeps people stuck in toxic environments. Many people stay around negative influences because they feel guilty about leaving. But you are not responsible for saving everyone. Your first responsibility is to yourself. You become like the five people you spend the most time with. Look at the closest people in your life. Are they disciplined, focused, growth-minded? If not, It's time to find a new circle. The internet is filled with negativity. Block it out. Social media is designed to grab your attention, often by feeding you outrage, drama, and distractions. If something is draining your energy, unfollow, mute, or delete it. Protect your focus. Cutting off negativity is not just about people, it's about habits. If your daily routine is filled with procrastination, bad influences, and time-wasting activities, you are sabotaging your own progress. Replace bad habits with powerful routines. Negative people will test you. Stay strong. When you start distancing yourself from negativity, some people will try to guilt trip, manipulate, or provoke you. Do not react. Stay focused and keep moving forward. Once you remove negativity, you will see massive growth. When you are no longer drained by toxic people, your energy, confidence, and discipline will skyrocket. This is the freedom that comes from cutting off what no longer serves you. You owe it to yourself to create a powerful, distraction-free life. No more negative influences, no more wasted time, no more excuses. You are in control now. Choose to surround yourself with strength, wisdom, and success. Cut off negativity, build your future, and never look back. Chapter 6. Building an unbreakable routine for growth. Your routine is the foundation of your future. The person you will become is shaped by the small actions you take every day. If you have no routine, you have no direction. If you master your routine, you master your life. Success is not about big moments, it's about daily habits. Most people wait for a breakthrough, but real transformation happens in the small, consistent choices you make every single day. Your growth is hidden in your routine. An unbreakable routine removes the need for motivation. Many people fail because they rely on motivation, which comes and goes. But a strong routine makes success automatic. You don't think about whether to do it. You just do it. Your morning routine sets the tone for your entire day. If you wake up late, check your phone, and rush into your day, you start with chaos. But if you wake up with discipline, you begin with control. Win the morning, win the day. Your routine must be built for consistency, not perfection. The key is not to make it complicated, it's to make it sustainable. A simple, repeatable routine will take you further than an extreme one you quit after a week. Success is built on consistency, not intensity. Discipline is created through repetition. If you train yourself to follow a structured routine, your discipline will grow stronger every day. Over time, you won't need willpower. It will become second nature. Repetition creates mastery. A powerful routine eliminates distractions. If your day is filled with wasted time, notifications, and meaningless activities, you will struggle to grow. Remove everything that does not serve your goals. Your time is your most valuable asset. Protect it. Prioritize what matters most. Many people are busy, but not productive. A strong routine ensures that you focus on what actually moves you forward. Do the hardest, most important tasks first. Your habits determine your results. If you have a routine that includes daily exercise, reading, and deep work, your life will improve. If your routine includes distractions, procrastination, and bad habits, your progress will be slow. Your routine shapes your reality. Track your routine to stay accountable. Most people fail because they don't track their progress. Use a planner, journal, or app to keep yourself accountable. What gets measured gets improved. Wake up with a mission, not with distractions. Your first hour should not be spent scrolling through social media, responding to messages, or consuming negativity. Start your day with purpose. Protect your mental space. Eliminate decision fatigue. If you waste time deciding what to do each day, you will drain your energy before you even start. Make your routine automatic so that you don't have to think. just execute. Reduce decisions, increase discipline. Your night routine is just as important as your morning routine. The way you end your day affects how you start the next one. Set a time to disconnect from distractions, reflect on your progress, and prepare for tomorrow. Win the night, and you will win the morning. Never skip 2 days in a row. Life happens, and you may miss a day. But the key to long-term success is never missing twice. If you fall off, get back on track immediately. Momentum is everything. Remove unnecessary stress from your routine. If your routine feels like a burden, you will not stick with it. Design a system that challenges you but also fits into your life. Discipline should empower you, not exhaust you. Learn to love the process, not just the results. Most people quit because they only focus on the outcome, but true success comes from falling in love with the daily work. Make your routine something you enjoy, and you will never stop improving. Your energy levels depend on your routine. Poor sleep, unhealthy food, and no exercise will drain you. A structured routine that prioritizes health, movement, and recovery will give you more energy and focus. Take care of your body. It fuels your mind. Avoid overloading your routine. Some people try to pack too much into their day and end up burning out. Focus on a few high-impact habits and execute them consistently. Quality over quantity. Stay adaptable, but never lose discipline. There will be days when things don't go as planned. Instead of quitting, adjust and keep moving forward. An unbreakable routine is flexible, but it never stops. You either control your routine or it controls you. Most people let life dictate their schedule, but successful people take control of their time, priorities, and energy. Build a routine that serves your future and never let it go. Your routine is the blueprint for your success. Master it, and you will master your life. Your routine is a reflection of your priorities. If you say success, health, or self-discipline matter to you, but your daily actions don't align with that, then you are lying to yourself. Your routine must match your goals. Success is not a one-time event, it's a daily habit. People often think achieving greatness happens overnight, but the truth is, it's the result of small, consistent actions repeated every day. Your routine is your path to long-term success. A strong routine removes doubt and hesitation. If you wake up without a plan, you waste time deciding what to do. But when your routine is clear, you don't hesitate. You take action immediately. Clarity leads to execution. The way you start your day dictates your momentum. If you begin the day feeling rushed, overwhelmed, or distracted, you will struggle to focus later. But if you start with discipline and structure, you will carry that momentum into everything you do. The best routines balance discipline with flexibility. While structure is key, you must also learn to adapt. Unexpected challenges will arise, and life will test your ability to stay consistent. Adjust when needed, but never lose focus. Small changes in your routine lead to massive results over time. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with one habit, master it, then add another. The compound effect will take care of the rest. Your routine should push you beyond your comfort zone. If your daily habits are easy, they won't make you grow. The best routines challenge you to improve, even when it's uncomfortable. Growth begins where comfort ends. Eliminate distractions before they sabotage your progress. If your phone, notifications, or unnecessary tasks keep interrupting your routine, you are allowing them to steal your time. Guard your focus like your life depends on it. An effective routine prioritizes deep work. Multitasking weakens your efficiency. Instead of juggling 100 tasks, focus deeply on the most important ones. 1 hour of deep, focused work is worth more than 5 hours of distraction-filled effort. You must train yourself to follow through, no matter what, Some days you won't feel like sticking to your routine. Those are the days that matter most. Discipline means showing up even when you don't want to. Your body and mind perform best when they have structure. If you constantly change your sleeping schedule, eating habits, or work hours, your energy levels will be inconsistent. A stable routine keeps you performing at your best. The strongest people in the world have disciplined routines. Athletes, entrepreneurs, and high achievers all have structured daily habits. If you want to be great, you must follow the same principles. Cutting out time wasters will immediately improve your routine. If you struggle with staying consistent, look at where your time is going. Most people waste hours on distractions without even realizing it. Audit your day, remove the waste, and refocus on what matters. Building a routine takes time, but quitting takes seconds. Many people start strong but give up too soon. Success is not about how fast you start, it's about how long you can sustain your effort. Stay committed to the process. The best routines leave no room for excuses. If your plan is weak, you will always find reasons to skip it. Make your routine so simple and effective that there is no excuse not to follow it. Review and refine your routine constantly. As you grow, your schedule must evolve. What worked a year ago may not be effective today. Regularly improve and upgrade your habits to keep progressing. Your routine should make you unstoppable. When you build powerful habits into your day, you no longer need motivation or reminders. You operate on a system that makes progress automatic. This is how you win in the long run. Remove optional from your success habits. The habits that lead to success should never be negotiable. If you treat discipline like an option, you will always find an excuse to skip it. Make success your non-negotiable standard. If you don't control your day, someone else will. Without a strong routine, you will fall into other people's plans, demands, and distractions. Take charge of your time, or the world will take it from you. The fastest way to change your life is to change your routine. If you are not happy with where you are, start by transforming your daily habits. Your future is built by what you do today. Design your routine with purpose, execute with discipline, and watch your life transform. Chapter 7. Mastering Emotional Control and Self-Discipline. Your emotions can be your greatest weapon or your biggest weakness. If you allow them to control you, they will lead you into anger, fear, and poor decisions. But if you learn to master them, you will become unstoppable. Emotional control is the foundation of true power. Discipline is doing what needs to be done, no matter how you feel. Many people act based on emotion. If they feel motivated, they work hard. If they feel lazy, they procrastinate. True discipline means taking action regardless of your mood. Reacting emotionally makes you weak. When you let anger, frustration, or sadness dictate your choices, you lose control. The strongest people are not the ones who never feel emotions. They are the ones who do not let emotions control their actions. You must train yourself to pause, think, and respond with logic. Self-discipline is built in the moments when you want to quit. Every time you push forward when you don't feel like it, you strengthen your mind. Discipline is not built when things are easy. It is built when things are hard. Winning requires consistency, even when you are tired, frustrated, or unmotivated. Mastering emotions means mastering patience. Many people fail because they want results immediately. But success takes time. The ability to stay patient and focused, even when progress is slow, is what separates winners from quitters. Self-control means knowing when to speak and when to stay silent. Not every battle needs to be fought. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is remain calm while others react emotionally. Silence is often stronger than words. Discipline is the ability to make decisions based on logic, not impulse. People who lack discipline give in to temptations, whether it's unhealthy food, distractions, or bad habits. The disciplined mind always chooses long-term success over short-term pleasure. Your emotions are temporary, but your actions have lasting consequences. If you allow emotions to dictate your behavior, you may regret your choices later. Before making any decision, ask yourself, will this serve me in the long run? A disciplined person does not need motivation. Most people wait to feel inspired before they take action. But motivation is unreliable. Discipline means doing the work whether you feel like it or not. Controlling your emotions means controlling your focus. If you let every small inconvenience affect you, you will never stay on track. Learn to shift your attention back to your goals, no matter what is happening around you. The mind can be trained just like the body. If you work on emotional control daily, it becomes easier. Just like lifting weights builds strength, practicing discipline strengthens your mind. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Your emotions should be tools, not obstacles. Fear can push you to prepare. Anger can drive you to improve. Sadness can remind you of what matters. Instead of letting emotions control you, use them to fuel your growth. Discipline creates freedom. Most people think discipline is restrictive, but the truth is the opposite. When you are disciplined, you control your life. You don't waste time, money, or energy on things that don't matter. The more disciplined you are, the freer you become. A strong mind is immune to negativity. When you master emotional control, no criticism, failure, or rejection can break you. You no longer take things personally. You stay focused, no matter what others say or do. Mastering emotions also means mastering self-respect. When you lose control, you often regret your actions. But when you stay disciplined and composed, you earn self-respect. A person who respects themselves cannot be broken by others. Self-discipline is the ultimate competitive advantage. In a world where most people are ruled by emotions, impulses, and distractions, the person who can stay focused, composed, and disciplined will always rise above. Your ability to control yourself determines your level of success. You do not need permission to take control of your emotions. Many people blame their past, their upbringing, or their circumstances for their lack of discipline. But at any moment, you can decide to change. The power is already in your hands. Your feelings do not determine your future. Your habits do. The difference between winners and losers is not intelligence, talent, or luck. It is the ability to stay consistent, even when it's difficult. Self-discipline is what separates the average from the elite. The strongest person in the room is the one who is least controlled by their emotions. Strength is not loud, reactive, or aggressive. True strength is the ability to remain calm, focused, and determined no matter what is happening around you. Emotional control makes you unstoppable. The moment you master your emotions, you master your life. People who react emotionally to every situation waste energy on things they can't control. Instead of letting emotions drive you, learn to control them and redirect that energy into your goals. Your emotions are not facts. Just because you feel overwhelmed, angry, or anxious doesn't mean your feelings are telling you the truth. Emotions are signals, but they are not reality. Train yourself to respond with logic, not reaction. A disciplined mind does not fear discomfort. Many people avoid difficult conversations, hard tasks, or uncomfortable emotions. But discipline means facing what needs to be done, even when it feels tough. Discomfort is the path to strength. You must control your emotions before they control you. If you don't take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and reactions, someone else will. People who lack emotional control are easy to manipulate. A strong mind cannot be controlled by external forces. Self-discipline means making decisions with your future in mind. Weak people make choices based on what feels good right now. But a disciplined person thinks ahead. Does this action help me or hurt me in the long run? That is the question you must ask yourself. The power of emotional control is the power of patience. When you react too quickly, you make mistakes. When you stay patient and observe, you make smarter decisions. The strongest people move with strategy, not impulse. Anger, fear, and frustration should never control your actions. Feeling these emotions is natural, but acting on them without thinking is dangerous. Discipline is the ability to stay calm and calculated under pressure. Your success depends on how well you manage your emotions. Businesses, relationships, and personal growth are all affected by emotional control. If you can remain steady when others panic, you will always have an advantage. Self-discipline is about consistency, not perfection. There will be days when you slip up, lose focus, or let emotions get the best of you. But the key is not to quit. Regain control, reset, and keep moving forward. Most people are prisoners of their impulses. They give in to cravings, distractions, and emotional reactions without thinking. But true freedom comes when you are in control of your mind. Discipline creates freedom, not restrictions. You must train yourself to act, not react. If someone insults you, do you respond with anger, or do you stay calm and remain in control? If you feel like skipping a workout, do you give in or push through? Your response determines your results. Your emotions should be managed like a budget. If you spend all your energy on stress, negativity, and reacting to minor things, you won't have any left for your goals. Protect your mental energy. Spend it wisely. Discipline is knowing what you truly want. When your goals are clear, distractions, temptations, and unnecessary emotions lose their power. Stay focused on your bigger vision. A calm mind sees opportunity where others see obstacles. The ability to remain steady in difficult times allows you to see solutions instead of problems. Emotional control helps you make smarter decisions. Your triggers are your weaknesses. Eliminate them. If certain people, situations, or habits make you lose control, remove them from your life. Discipline is not just about willpower. It's about creating an environment that supports your growth. Mental strength is built in moments of struggle. Every time you resist temptation, avoid a pointless argument, or choose discipline over comfort, you are strengthening your mind. Growth happens when you push past your impulses. Self-discipline does not require motivation. It requires commitment.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch, and we are doing our Wednesday reading corner where we are talking about rebuilding ourselves, you know, rebuilding ourselves step by step, a little by little, kancane kancane, pela pela.
If you wait until you feel like it, you will never be consistent. The strongest people take action whether they are in the mood or not. You must commit to your goals every single day. You are responsible for how you react, no matter what happens. Life will challenge you, people will test you, and obstacles will appear. But at the end of the day, you decide how you respond. Choose control. Choose strength. Choose discipline. Discipline turns your dreams into reality. Most people fail, not because they lack talent, but because they lack consistency. If you master self-discipline, nothing will be out of reach. Chapter 8. Reinventing Your Identity from the Ground Up. The person you were yesterday does not have to be the person you are today. You are not bound by your past mistakes, failures, or limitations. Reinvention is a choice, and you can rebuild yourself into whoever you want to become. Your identity is not fixed, it is created. Many people believe they are just the way they are, but that is false. Your thoughts, habits, and actions shape who you become. If you want a new life, you must create a new identity. Erase the labels that limit you. Society, family, and even your own past may have given you labels. Shy, lazy, weak, unsuccessful. But these are not permanent. You can redefine yourself by choosing new actions and mindsets. Break free from old patterns. If you keep doing what you've always done, you will remain the same. Reinvention requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and build new habits that align with the person you want to become. Your mind must shift before your life does. The first step in changing who you are is changing how you think. If you believe you are still your old self, you will continue acting that way. Visualize the new version of yourself and act accordingly. Surround yourself with people who reflect your new identity. If you want to be disciplined, surround yourself with disciplined people. If you want success, learn from successful individuals. Your environment influences your transformation. The words you speak about yourself shape your reality. Stop saying, "I am bad at this," or "I can't change." Instead, start saying, "I am improving. I am disciplined. I am capable." Your words program your subconscious mind. Take full responsibility for your reinvention. No one is coming to save you. No one will build the new you for you. You must decide to take control and rebuild yourself from the inside out. Your habits must reflect the person you want to become. If you want to be confident, practice confidence. If you want to be disciplined, practice discipline. Your identity is built through repeated actions, not wishes. Destroy any part of your past that no longer serves you. If certain behaviors, places, or relationships are holding you back, you must let them go. You cannot become a new person while holding on to old baggage. Reinvention requires sacrifice. The price of becoming a better version of yourself is letting go of the old version. This means abandoning bad habits, toxic environments, and the comfort of your past identity. You must be willing to feel uncomfortable. Reinventing yourself means stepping into the unknown. There will be moments of doubt, fear, and resistance. Push through. Growth is always uncomfortable. Every decision you make either builds the new you or strengthens the old you. Every action you take is either reinforcing your transformation or keeping you stuck. Choose wisely. Your new identity requires discipline, not perfection. You will make mistakes along the way, but mistakes do not define you. What defines you is your ability to get back up and keep moving forward. Your self-image dictates your reality. If you see yourself as weak, unsuccessful, or incapable, you will act accordingly. But if you see yourself as strong, focused, and determined, you will begin to embody those traits. You must believe in your new identity before the world does. The world will not recognize your transformation until you prove it through consistent action. Act like the person you want to become, even before others acknowledge it. Keep your reinvention private until it becomes undeniable. Some people will doubt your transformation. They will expect you to fall back into old habits. Let your actions do the talking. Become so consistent that no one can deny your growth. Your past no longer defines you. Your actions today do. No matter how much you have failed, struggled, or been stuck, none of it matters. What matters is what you choose to do next. Reinventing yourself is not a one-time event. It is a lifelong process. You are always evolving, always growing. There is no final version of you. Keep leveling up, keep improving, and never settle for less than your full potential. The old you is gone. The new you is being built. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and never look back. The world will try to remind you of who you used to be, but you don't have to listen. People may try to hold you to your past, but their opinions do not define your future. You decide who you become. Reinvention requires an identity shift, not just a behavior change. You can't just change what you do. You must change how you see yourself. Your new actions must align with your new mindset. Be willing to let go of relationships that don't support your growth. Some people will resist your transformation because it forces them to face their own stagnation. If they don't respect your growth, they don't deserve your presence. Your new self must become non-negotiable. If you give yourself permission to go back to your old ways, you will. But if you decide that the old you is gone forever, you will never look back. Commit fully. The process of reinvention is uncomfortable, but it is necessary. Growth is painful because it forces you to confront your weaknesses. But what is more painful? Staying the same and living with regret. Identity change begins with your daily choices. The person you are trying to become is built by what you do every single day. Repetition is what makes your transformation real. Your new identity requires new standards. The old you accepted mediocrity, laziness, and distractions. The new you demands focus, discipline, and consistency. Raise your standards and never lower them again. Take full control over the story you tell yourself. If you keep telling yourself you are weak, you will be weak. But if you start telling yourself that you are strong, disciplined, and unstoppable, your mind will begin to believe it. Stop looking for permission to become the person you want to be. No one is going to approve your transformation. No one is going to validate your progress. You must decide that your reinvention is real and act accordingly. Your transformation will take time, but that does not mean it isn't working. Just because you don't see results immediately doesn't mean you aren't changing. Trust the process and keep showing up every day. Reinvention is about aligning your habits with your vision. If your habits reflect the person you used to be, you will stay the same. If your habits reflect the person you want to become, you will grow into them. Your new identity will feel unfamiliar at first. That is because you are stepping into unknown territory. But eventually, the new you will become your normal. Embrace the discomfort. It is proof that you are evolving. You must eliminate anything that pulls you back into your old ways. If certain places, routines, or people remind you of your past self, limit or remove them from your life. Create an environment that supports your growth. Every action you take is a vote for the person you want to become. If you skip a workout, you are voting for the old you. If you stay consistent, you are voting for the new you. Make every decision count. Your mind will resist change. That is normal. The brain prefers familiarity, even if that familiarity is harmful. Push through the resistance, and eventually, your mind will adjust to your new identity. Embody the traits of your future self now. If you want to be confident, act confident today. If you want to be disciplined, practice discipline today. You don't wait for change, you create it. The more you step into your new identity, the more natural it will feel. At first, you will feel like an imposter, but over time, your actions will solidify your transformation. Keep going until the new you is undeniable. Success requires you to detach from the old version of yourself. You cannot grow if you are constantly looking back. Let go of the past and embrace the future. There is no limit to who you can become. Reinvention is not just about becoming better. It is about unlocking your full potential. You are capable of more than you ever imagined. The person you were is gone. The person you are becoming is powerful beyond measure. Keep building. Keep evolving. The best version of you is still ahead. Chapter 9. The Art of Self-Reliance. No one is coming to save you. The sooner you accept this truth, the sooner you can take full control of your life. Many people wait for a mentor, a perfect opportunity, or external help. But the reality is, the only person responsible for your success is you. Self-reliance means becoming your own leader. Instead of depending on others for direction, validation, or motivation, you must create it for yourself. You must learn to trust your own judgment and take action without waiting for approval. The strongest people in the world stand alone. They do not rely on others to push them forward. They set their own goals, discipline themselves, and move with purpose. If you want to be unbreakable, you must learn to stand on your own. Dependence weakens you. When you constantly rely on others to solve your problems, you lose the ability to solve them yourself. Self-reliance forces you to become resourceful, resilient, and capable. You must stop expecting people to understand your vision. No one will see your dreams as clearly as you do. No one will care about your growth as much as you do. Stop seeking validation and start executing. Every answer you need is within you. Most people seek guidance from external sources, but true wisdom comes from self-reflection. Instead of always looking for advice, trust yourself enough to make your own decisions. Learn to depend on your own skills. If you rely on others for money, support, or motivation, you are always at their mercy. Build your own foundation so that no one can take away your stability. Self-reliance means taking responsibility for everything in your life. No more blaming circumstances, people, or the past. Everything is in your control, and the moment you accept that, you become unstoppable. Most people fear being alone because they fear themselves. They avoid solitude because they do not want to face their own thoughts, insecurities, and weaknesses. But facing yourself is the only way to grow. Being self-reliant does not mean rejecting help. It means not needing it. There is nothing wrong with accepting guidance or support, but you should never be dependent on it. You must be able to thrive with or without assistance. True freedom comes from self-sufficiency. When you no longer rely on others for financial security, emotional stability, or self-worth, you gain complete independence. No one can control you, manipulate you, or hold power over you. Self-reliance builds unshakable confidence. When you know you can handle anything on your own, you walk through life with certainty. You stop fearing the unknown because you trust your ability to adapt and overcome. The world rewards those who take control. People who hesitate, depend on others, and wait for help are always left behind. The ones who take action, make decisions, and trust themselves are the ones who succeed. Emotional self-reliance is just as important as physical independence. If your happiness depends on external validation, you will always be controlled by the opinions of others. Learn to be at peace with yourself, and no one will be able to shake your confidence. You must be willing to go against the crowd. Most people follow the herd, afraid to think for themselves. But true self-reliance requires boldness, independent thinking, and the ability to stand alone if necessary. Challenges are the best test of self-reliance. When life gets difficult, do you look for someone to fix your problems or do you figure out a way forward? How you respond to hardship determines how strong you really are. Self-reliance is built through action, not theory. Reading about independence won't make you independent. You must practice making decisions, handling adversity, and standing firm in your choices. Experience is the greatest teacher. You are your greatest asset. Everything else, money, relationships, opportunities, can be taken away. But your skills, knowledge, discipline, and mindset are yours forever. Invest in yourself first. Your success is your responsibility. No one else is responsible for your growth, happiness, or fulfillment. If you want to change your life, you must take full ownership and build it with your own hands. Master self-reliance. Build yourself into an unshakable force. Take control, take action, and create the life you want on your own terms. You must become your own source of strength. Life will test you, people will leave, and circumstances will change. If your strength depends on others, you will always be vulnerable. True power comes from knowing that you can rely on yourself, no matter what happens. Stop waiting for permission to take action. Many people delay their dreams because they wait for someone to validate their ideas or support their journey. But if you need permission, you are not truly free. Give yourself permission and move forward. Self-reliance is about solving your own problems. When something goes wrong, weak people look for someone to blame. Strong people look for a solution. If you want to build an unshakable life, become the type of person who finds solutions, not excuses. You don't need anyone's approval to succeed. Some people will doubt you, some will criticize you, but their opinions do not pay your bills, improve your skills, or build your future. Stop seeking approval and start seeking progress. Learn to enjoy your own company. If you cannot be alone with yourself, that means you have unresolved issues to face. Self-reliant people are comfortable in their own presence because they trust and respect themselves. Your mindset determines your level of independence. If you always believe you need help, you will stay dependent. But if you believe you can figure things out on your own, you will always find a way. Your beliefs shape your reality. Relying on others for motivation is dangerous. Motivation fades. If you depend on external sources to push you forward, you will fall apart when they are gone. Discipline, not motivation, is the key to long-term success. Your ability to adapt makes you unstoppable. Life is unpredictable, and those who cannot adjust will be left behind. Self-reliant people are not shaken by change because they have built the skills to handle anything. They don't panic, they pivot. Excuses destroy self-reliance. Every time you blame someone else for your failures, you give away your power. Every time you say, "I can't," because you weaken yourself. Take full ownership of your choices, and you will take full control of your future. Your past does not define your level of independence. Some people had difficult childhoods, lack of resources, or limited support. But that does not mean they are destined to struggle. Self-reliance is not about where you started. It's about what you choose to build. Learn skills that make you self-sufficient. If you want to be truly independent, develop valuable skills. Financial knowledge, communication, problem-solving, and critical thinking will set you apart. When you can provide for yourself in every way, you become untouchable. Being self-reliant means embracing failure as a teacher. If you are afraid to fail, you will never grow. Every mistake is an opportunity to learn and become stronger. The more you embrace failure, the more fearless you become. Weak people complain. Self-reliant people take action. The world is full of people who blame the system, their past, or bad luck. But complaining changes nothing. Only action creates progress. Stop talking about problems and start working on solutions. Mastering self-reliance means controlling your emotions. If you allow your feelings to control your decisions, you will never be stable. Learn to think logically, act strategically, and stay composed under pressure. Emotional control is a superpower. The strongest people build themselves in silence. When you are truly independent, you do not need to announce your progress. Your actions will speak for themselves. Work in silence and let your success make the noise. Not everyone will understand your self-reliance, and that's okay. Some people will think you are distant, detached, or too serious. Let them think what they want. You are not here to fit in. You are here to build your own path. Self-reliance means never being a victim. Bad things happen to everyone, but self-reliant people refuse to let their circumstances define them. You are not a victim of life. You are the architect of your destiny. The greatest investment you can make is in yourself. The more you improve your skills, mindset, and discipline, the less you will ever need to rely on anyone else. When you are your own greatest asset, you will always have security. Your legacy will be built by your actions, not your words. Talk is cheap. The only thing that matters is what you actually do. Build your skills, sharpen your mindset, and take massive action. Stand on your own. Trust yourself. Build a life of strength and independence. This is the true art of self-reliance. Chapter 10. Turning Pain into Power. Pain is not your enemy. It is your greatest teacher. Every hardship, every failure, and every struggle carries a lesson. Most people try to escape pain, but the strongest individuals learn how to use it as fuel for growth. Pain reveals your weaknesses. It shows you where you are lacking, where you need to improve, and where you have been avoiding discomfort. Instead of running from pain, face it head on and extract the lesson. The people who grow the most are the ones who endure the most. No great leader, athlete, or warrior was built through comfort. Pain forces you to level up, develop resilience, and evolve into a stronger version of yourself. Your struggles will either break you or build you. The choice is yours. Some people let pain defeat them, while others use it to rise higher. The same fire that melts the weak hardens the strong. Pain is proof that you are alive and capable of change. If you feel pain, it means you are pushing beyond your limits. Growth does not happen in comfort. It happens in the moments when you want to quit but choose to keep going. Hardship builds mental toughness. When life gets difficult, most people crumble. But if you train yourself to endure suffering without breaking, you become unstoppable. The ability to stay strong under pressure separates winners from quitters. You can transform any pain into strength. Whether it's emotional, physical, or mental suffering, you have two choices. Let it control you, or use it to sharpen your mind and discipline. Your pain can be turned into a weapon if you learn how to wield it. The most powerful people in history all suffered greatly. They were rejected, ridiculed, and pushed to their limits. But instead of giving up, they used their pain as motivation to prove the world wrong. Greatness is built through struggle. Your response to pain defines your future. Will you let it weaken you, or will you use it as a tool to fuel your ambition? Pain is just energy. You decide how to use it. There is no success without suffering. No one who has achieved anything meaningful did so without enduring difficulties. Pain tests your commitment. It asks, how bad do you want it? Most people try to numb their pain instead of using it. They distract themselves with entertainment, unhealthy habits, and temporary escapes. But avoidance only delays growth. Face your pain, embrace it, and let it mold you into something greater. Pain forces you to change. When you are comfortable, you have no reason to grow. But when you experience loss, failure, or struggle, you are given an opportunity to rebuild yourself stronger than before. Your pain can inspire others. The struggles you overcome become your story, and that story can help others who are walking the same path. Turn your suffering into a lesson that motivates not just yourself, but those around you. The worst moments of your life can become the foundation of your success. Many people who have built great lives started from pain, poverty, rejection, heartbreak, failure. They used their struggles as the fire that pushed them forward. Pain humbles you and teaches you discipline. When you go through suffering, you learn patience, resilience, and focus. It strips away your weaknesses and leaves behind only strength. The deeper the pain, the greater the transformation. Some of the most profound changes in life happen after intense suffering. Instead of fearing hardship, welcome it. Let it shape you into the person you were meant to become. Stop seeing pain as a curse and start seeing it as a gift. It is a chance to rebuild, a test of your willpower, and an opportunity to prove to yourself that you are stronger than your circumstances. Pain is the price of evolution. Your pain will pass, but the strength it gives you will last forever. No hardship lasts forever, but the lessons and resilience you gain from it will stay with you for life. Turn every struggle into an advantage. The next time you feel pain, don't complain. Use it. Let it fuel your ambition. Let it remind you why you started. Let it push you beyond what you thought was possible. Make pain your power, and you will never lose. Turn your pain into power. Use your struggles as fuel. Keep moving forward no matter what. You are stronger than you think. Pain is the fire that forges strength. When metal is put into fire, it becomes stronger, more durable, and more resilient. The same applies to you. The more you endure, the stronger you become. Most people fear pain, but the strongest people seek it. They know that through struggle, they will grow. Instead of avoiding challenges, they embrace them. Discomfort is where true power is built. You cannot run from pain. It will find you. Life will challenge you, test you, and push you to your limits. You can either let it destroy you or let it make you stronger. Adversity exposes who you really are. When things are easy, anyone can pretend to be strong. But when life gets tough, your true character is revealed. Use pain to prove to yourself that you are unbreakable. Pain forces you to level up. If you are not uncomfortable, you are not growing. Pain is a signal that you need to change, adapt, or improve. Listen to it and use it as fuel. Most people waste their pain by complaining. They talk about their struggles instead of learning from them. But pain is a gift. If you use it correctly, it will push you beyond your limits. The pain of discipline is temporary, but the pain of regret lasts forever. You can suffer now by work.
Are you ready to shape your future and make a difference through education? At Sunshine Private College, we are committed to providing exceptional tertiary education that's flexible, accessible, and tailored to your goals. We say education first. Our programs are accredited by the Namibia Qualifications Authority, NQA, and registered with the Namibia Council for Higher Education, NCHE. Enrollment for August 2026 is now open. Choose from postgraduate diploma in education, secondary, 1 year level 8, Bachelor of Education Honours in Junior Primary, 4 years level 8, Bachelor of Education Honours in Senior Primary, 4 years level 8, Diploma in Early Childhood Development and Junior Primary Education, 3 years level 8, study full-time or via distance learning block release. You choose what works for you. Call us today at 061-221805 or 081-288-5258 for more details. Sunshine Private College, not just about teaching, it's about inspiring your future.
Every journey starts with a heartbeat. And for your car, that heartbeat is every part working perfectly together. At Motovec, we don't just sell parts. We keep your car alive. From brakes to batteries, filters to fluids, we power every drive, every trip, every moment. Motovec, the heartbeat behind your journey.
working hard, or you can suffer later by wishing you had done more. Choose wisely. Pain will introduce you to your potential. Most people don't know what they are capable of because they quit too soon. But when you push through pain, you realize that you are stronger than you ever imagined. Keep pushing. Your struggles are the foundation of your success. Every great achievement in history came from someone who endured hardship. Pain is not an obstacle. It is the pathway to greatness. Pain destroys weakness. Every time you face discomfort, you remove a layer of fear, laziness, and doubt. What remains is pure strength. Stop asking, "Why is this happening to me?" and start asking, "What is this teaching me?" Every difficulty contains a lesson. Find it, learn from it, and grow. Pain is the bridge between who you are and who you want to be. If you want to reach the next level, you must go through struggle. There is no easy way, only the hard way. The strongest minds are built through the hardest struggles. No one becomes great without suffering. If you want to be among the best, you must endure what most people cannot. Pain is the price of strength. Your enemies, doubters, and setbacks should fuel you. Let every rejection, failure, and challenge be a reason to work harder. Turn every loss into motivation. Pain will test your patience. Growth takes time, and the journey is difficult. But if you stay patient and persistent, you will come out stronger than ever. Do not give up. You must learn to thrive under pressure. Diamonds are made under extreme pressure. If you can handle pain without breaking, you will become something extraordinary. Stay strong, stay focused, and embrace the process. Pain makes success feel even better. If everything came easily, you wouldn't appreciate it. The struggle makes the reward meaningful. The greater the pain, the sweeter the victory. Your mindset will determine what pain does to you. Weak minds let pain defeat them. Strong minds turn pain into power. Train yourself to see pain as an advantage. The harder your journey, the greater your transformation. Easy paths do not build warriors. Face your pain, conquer it, and emerge stronger than ever. Every great success story is built on pain. The only question is, will you let pain stop you, or will you let it push you to greatness? Pain is your power. Suffer now, rise later. Use it, embrace it, and let it shape you into something unstoppable. Chapter 11. Developing a Relentless Work Ethic. Success does not belong to the most talented. It belongs to the most relentless. The people who achieve the most in life are not always the smartest or the most gifted. They are the ones who refuse to quit. They outwork, outlast, and outdiscipline everyone around them. Work ethic is what separates winners from dreamers. Everyone has goals, but only a few are willing to do what it takes to make them real. If you are not willing to put in the work, someone else will, and they will take what you want. A relentless work ethic means showing up every day no matter what. Whether you are tired, unmotivated, or struggling, it does not matter. The strongest people work hard even when they don't feel like it. Discipline is stronger than feelings. Excuses will always be available, so will results. You can either find reasons why you can't do something, or you can find ways to make it happen. Winners choose results over excuses every single time. Work like your future depends on it, because it does. Every hour you waste is an hour you will never get back. Every day you skip is a day lost forever. You must work with urgency, because time does not wait for anyone. You cannot negotiate with yourself. When it comes to discipline, if you allow yourself to take days off whenever you feel like it, you will never build momentum. Success demands consistency, not convenience. Hard work is the price of greatness. There are no shortcuts, no hacks, no easy way. If you want to rise above the rest, you must work harder than the rest. A strong work ethic means mastering the boring work. The most successful people don't just do the fun parts of the process. They embrace the repetition, the grind, and the uncomfortable moments. They know that success is built in the unseen hours. Discipline outlasts motivation. Some days you will feel unstoppable. Other days you won't want to get out of bed. But motivation is temporary. Discipline is permanent. You must train yourself to work even when you are not inspired. The best don't clock in and out. They live the grind. People with a relentless work ethic don't just work hard when people are watching. They are obsessed with improvement day and night. You must be willing to do what others refuse to do. Most people settle for average effort, which leads to average results. But if you want something extraordinary, you must put in an extraordinary level of work. If you are not improving, you are falling behind. The world is competitive. Every day you relax, someone else is outworking you. The only way to stay ahead is to never stop growing. Discipline is the strongest form of self-respect. When you commit to a relentless work ethic, you prove to yourself that you are serious about your goals. You stop talking and start showing results. The grind will test you, but that's the point. Hard work is supposed to be exhausting, frustrating, and uncomfortable. That is why most people avoid it. If you can endure the struggle, you will achieve what most never will. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. If you are lazy in one area of life, it will bleed into other areas. Build a habit of excellence in everything you do. Your work ethic must become your identity. It cannot be something you turn on and off when it's convenient. You must live, breathe, and embody discipline in every action. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you work for. Many people want success, but few are willing to make the sacrifices necessary to achieve it. Hard work will take you places that talent alone never could. Your competition is working, are you? Right now, someone else is putting in extra hours, practicing their craft, and getting stronger. If you are not pushing yourself, you are getting left behind. Success is not about how much you do. It's about how consistently you do it. The people who win are not always the ones who work the hardest for one day. They are the ones who show up and grind every single day. Relentless consistency is the real key. Work like your life depends on it. Stay consistent, stay hungry, and never stop improving. The grind never ends, but neither does growth. Hard work is a habit, not a moment. You don't suddenly become disciplined overnight. A relentless work ethic is something you build over time by showing up every single day, no matter what. It must become second nature. The difference between success and failure is what you do when no one is watching. Most people only push themselves when they feel pressure or when others are holding them accountable. But true discipline means grinding in silence long before the results appear. Your work ethic is your insurance against failure. You cannot control luck, timing, or other people's actions, but you can control how hard you work. The more effort you put in, the more doors you open for yourself. Stop looking for the easiest way. Start looking for the right way. Too many people waste time searching for shortcuts, trying to avoid struggle. But the reality is, hard work is the only shortcut that exists. If you are not obsessed with improvement, you will always remain average. The best in every field are never satisfied with their current level. They are constantly pushing, refining, and growing. Never let yourself get comfortable. Every day you don't give your best is a day wasted. You will never get today back. If you don't put in the work now, you will regret it later. Use every moment wisely, because once time is gone, it's gone forever. Discipline is a form of self-respect. The way you treat your goals and commitments reflects how much you value yourself. If you truly respect yourself, you will demand the best from yourself every day. Greatness is built through repetition, not intensity. Some people work hard once in a while, expecting big results. But success does not come from occasional bursts of effort. It comes from relentless consistency over time. You must love the process more than the outcome. If you only work hard because you want results, you will eventually burn out. But if you fall in love with the grind, you will always have the energy to keep going. You have to work like no one else if you want a life like no one else. The average person works just hard enough to get by. But if you want to separate yourself from the rest, you must be willing to go beyond what is normal. Comfort is the enemy of a strong work ethic. The moment you feel satisfied with where you are, you start to decline. Stay hungry, stay driven, and never settle for good enough. Excuses will rob you of success. The more reasons you make for why you can't do something, the more you train yourself to fail. Stop making excuses and start making progress. Hard work is not just about pushing, it's about endurance. Anyone can work hard for a day, a week, or a month. But true discipline means staying consistent for years, even decades. That's what separates the best from the rest. Your future self is watching you. Every time you choose to work hard or slack off, your future self will either thank you or resent you. Work in a way that makes your future self proud. Nobody owes you anything. You must earn it. Too many people expect success just because they put in some effort. But success does not reward effort. It rewards results. You must deliver, not just try. If you wait for motivation, you will lose. Motivation comes and goes, but discipline stays. The best in the world do not wait until they feel inspired. They take action whether they feel like it or not. Discipline beats motivation every time. There is no perfect time to start. Just start. Many people waste years waiting for the right moment to work hard. But the truth is, the right moment is now. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. Your work ethic must be your identity. You are not just someone who works hard when necessary. You are a disciplined individual who shows up and grinds, no matter what. This is who you are. Effort alone is not enough. It must be focused. You can work hard for years and still get nowhere if you are not working on the right things. Success requires both intensity and strategy. Your work ethic determines your success. Period. Talent, luck, and connections help, but nothing replaces hard work. If you show up every day, push through every obstacle, and refuse to quit, success becomes inevitable. Commit to a relentless work ethic. Work harder than everyone else. Be consistent, be disciplined, and refuse to quit. Success is not given, it is earned. Chapter 12. The mindset of those who never quit. Winners and losers feel the same pain. The only difference is how they respond to it. Everyone struggles, everyone faces obstacles, and everyone wants to quit at some point. But the ones who succeed are those who refuse to give up, no matter how hard it gets. Quitting is a habit, just like persistence. Every time you quit, you train yourself to accept failure. But every time you push through, you strengthen your ability to endure. Make persistence your default response. Your mind is your greatest battlefield. Most people lose the fight before they even start, because their mindset is weak. If you believe you can't do something, you won't even try. But if you believe you can, you will always find a way. The strongest people do not avoid struggle. They embrace it. They understand that challenges are necessary for growth. Instead of running from difficulties, they face them head on. They know that pain is temporary, but quitting lasts forever. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of it. People who never quit see failure differently. They don't see it as an end. They see it as feedback. Every failure teaches a lesson that brings them closer to success. Most people quit when results don't come fast enough. The truth is, success is slow and breakthroughs take time. The difference between those who succeed and those who fail is the ability to keep going when there is no immediate reward. Your mind will always try to convince you to quit. It will tell you that you're too tired, too weak, or that you've done enough. Ignore the voice of doubt. Push forward anyway. Excuses are the language of the weak. People who quit always have a reason. It's too hard. I don't have time. It's not working. But excuses do not build success. Relentless action does. Discipline is the anchor that keeps you going. Motivation is temporary. It fades when things get tough. But discipline? That's what makes you keep moving forward, even when everything in you wants to stop. Those who never quit don't wait for perfect conditions. They don't wait until they feel ready, until the timing is right, or until they have everything figured out. They take action now and adjust along the way. Your struggles will either break you or build you. The choice is yours. Weak people let hardships destroy them. Strong people use them as stepping stones. Every challenge is an opportunity to grow stronger. Obsession beats talent every time. There are plenty of talented people who quit the moment things get difficult, but those who are obsessed, who refuse to stop, they are the ones who achieve the impossible. Your goals must become non-negotiable. There should be no plan B, no backup option, no escape route. Burn the bridges behind you and commit fully. The only way is forward. Adversity is a test of character. It will show you who you really are. Will you crumble under pressure? Or will you rise above it and prove your strength? How you respond to adversity will determine your success. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Most people don't quit because they failed. They quit because they stopped believing in themselves. If you never give up, you can never truly fail. The greatest rewards come to those who endure. Life does not give handouts. It tests you to see if you are worthy. Only those who keep pushing long after others have quit will reach the top. Pain is the cost of progress. If you are not willing to struggle, you are not ready for success. Those who never quit understand that pain is just the price they must pay to become great. Your biggest breakthroughs come right after your hardest moments. Most people quit right before they succeed. They stop when things get tough, never realizing they were just one step away from their goal. Push past the breaking point, and you will find success. You don't need to be the smartest, the strongest, or the most talented. You just need to be the one who refuses to stop, the one who keeps showing up, the one who never quits. Your mind will always look for the easy way out. Train it to stay strong. The moment things become difficult, your brain will try to convince you to stop. It will create reasons, excuses, and doubts. Ignore them. Train your mind to push through resistance instead of giving in to it. The difference between success and failure is persistence. Most people give up after a few failed attempts, but those who win are the ones who keep going, no matter how many times they fall. Every failure is just another step forward. Keep taking them. Those who never quit do not focus on the pain. They focus on the purpose. Pain is temporary. The struggle will pass. But the rewards of persistence last forever. When you feel like quitting, remind yourself why you started. You must develop the ability to suffer without breaking. The best in the world have all endured extreme hardship. They have all faced moments where quitting seemed like the only option. But they didn't stop, and that's why they became great. Your mind will always try to negotiate with you. It will tell you that you deserve a break, that you have done enough, that it's okay to quit. But the second you start listening to that voice, you start losing. Most people quit because they think success should be easier. They believe that if something is meant to be, it should come naturally. But the truth is, everything worth having requires relentless effort. Every challenge is a battle between the weak you and the strong you. The weak you wants to quit. The strong you wants to keep going. Feed the strong version of yourself and starve the weak one. Winners don't quit, they find a way. If one path is blocked, they create another. If one strategy fails, they try something new. Giving up is never an option. People who quit believe in limits. People who succeed don't. The only real limits in life are the ones you accept. If you refuse to quit, you refuse to be limited. The pain of pushing through is nothing compared to the pain of regret. When you quit, you don't just lose a battle. You lose confidence, momentum, and belief in yourself. The pain of discipline is temporary, but the pain of regret lasts forever. The most dangerous person is the one who refuses to give up. You cannot stop someone who is relentless. They will always find a way. Be that person. When others quit, you must push harder. The competition will drop out when things get tough. That is your advantage. When others slow down, you speed up. If you quit, you'll always wonder, what if? You will never know what you were truly capable of if you stop too soon. Keep going and give yourself the chance to see what's possible. The hardest moments are the ones that build you the most. Anyone can keep going when it's easy. But when everything is against you, when you are exhausted, when you have no results, that is when true warriors are made. Push through the breaking point. Mental toughness is not about being fearless. It's about continuing despite fear. Every successful person has experienced fear, doubt, and uncertainty. But they kept moving forward anyway. You do not need motivation to keep going. You need commitment. Motivation will come and go. Some days you won't feel like working, but commitment is stronger than motivation. Commit to never quitting, and you will find a way every time. You must learn to enjoy the struggle. The journey will be painful, exhausting, and frustrating at times. But instead of resenting the hard work, embrace it. Love the process, and the results will come. No one will believe in you until you prove them wrong. At first, people may doubt you. They may think you are wasting your time. But when you refuse to quit, when you keep going no matter what, they will have no choice but to respect you. There is no finish line, only new levels to reach. The journey does not stop when you achieve one goal. Those who never quit keep finding new mountains to climb, new challenges to conquer, and new ways to grow. Make up your mind today. Never quit, never break, never stop. No matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it gets, success will be yours if you refuse to give up. Chapter 13. The Final Transformation. Becoming the New You. The person you were is gone. The person you are becoming is unstoppable. You have burned away the old habits, the weak mindset, and the excuses. Now, it's time to fully step into the new version of yourself. Transformation is not a single moment. It is a lifelong process. You do not wake up one day and suddenly become great. You build it, day by day, action by action, decision by decision. Your transformation is happening right now. The new you is built through discipline, not dreams. Most people fantasize about becoming better, but they never take action. You are different. You have proven that you are willing to put in the work, and that is why your transformation is real. Your thoughts, actions, and habits must reflect your new identity. If you want to become disciplined, act disciplined. If you want to be strong, act strong. You must live as the new you, even before the results fully appear. Leave behind the doubts that once held you back. The old version of you was full of hesitation, insecurity, and fear. But that person no longer exists. You are no longer controlled by your past. You are creating your future. Your transformation requires you to stay committed, even when no one is watching. Many people change temporarily, but then they go back to their old ways. The new you must be non-negotiable. This is not a phase, it is a permanent shift. Stop identifying with your old weaknesses. If you used to be lazy, unmotivated, or inconsistent, that is in the past. From now on, see yourself as disciplined, determined, and unstoppable. Your new identity starts with your self-image. There is no return to the old version of you. The bridge is burned. The old habits are destroyed. The excuses are gone. You have stepped into a new level of power, and you are never going back. Every decision you make from now on must align with your new self. The way you wake up, the way you speak, the way you carry yourself, it must all reflect the stronger, wiser, more focused version of you. Every choice is a reflection of your transformation. You must protect your new identity from anything that weakens you. Toxic people, distractions, negative environments, none of these have a place in your new life. Guard your energy, your time, and your mindset like your life depends on it. The strongest transformations happen in silence. You do not need to announce your change to the world. You do not need validation. Just let your actions speak. Let your results show who you have become. The new you does not wait for motivation. You act with discipline. You don't rely on temporary feelings to guide you. You show up, do the work, and stay consistent no matter how you feel. Your transformation will inspire others, but don't expect applause. Some people will be inspired by your growth, and others will be intimidated by it. Your job is not to seek approval. Your job is to keep evolving. You are no longer competing with others. You are competing with your past self. Every day, your goal is to be better than you were yesterday. Progress is the only thing that matters. The journey is not over, it is just beginning. Becoming the best version of yourself is not a destination. It is a commitment to never stop growing. You will continue to push, evolve, and level up. The new you is built for challenges, not comfort. The old you avoided discomfort, but the new you welcomes it. You understand that struggle is necessary for growth. There is no turning back because you have proven to yourself that you are capable of change. You no longer see yourself as weak, lazy, or undisciplined. You see yourself as powerful, committed, and unstoppable. This transformation is the beginning of something greater. You are now stepping into a higher level of thinking, action, and success. This is not the end of your growth. It is the start of your greatness. Your past does not define you. Your actions today do. Every moment is another opportunity to prove to yourself that you are truly becoming the person you were meant to be. Keep pushing, keep grinding, and never look back. Your transformation is not an event. It is a lifelong commitment. The work doesn't stop once you become the new version of yourself. Every day you must recommit to your new identity. The new you does not fear change. You embrace it. The old version of you resisted growth because it was uncomfortable. The new you understands that change is the key to evolution. Your actions must now reflect your new mindset. Every choice you make must align with your stronger, more disciplined self. There is no more room for weakness or hesitation. Transformation requires sacrifice. If you truly want to sustain your growth, you must be willing to let go of anything that does not serve your highest potential. No more distractions, no more negative influences, no more wasted time. The new you does not tolerate mediocrity. The old you settled for good enough, but now you demand the best from yourself in everything you do. Every challenge you face from now on is a test. Life will continue to throw obstacles in your way, but now you will respond differently. You will not break. You will not quit. You will not retreat. You must destroy the habits of your old self. The person you were had weaknesses, procrastination, doubt, inconsistency. Erase them completely. Replace them with discipline, belief, and action. Self-mastery is now your standard. The new you is committed to controlling your emotions, thoughts, and actions. You are no longer a slave to distractions or temptations. This transformation is yours to protect. No one else is responsible for keeping you on this path. Only you can ensure that you never go back to who you once were. The new you is built on resilience. No matter how many times you fall, you will rise. No matter how tough things get, you will endure. Nothing can break you now. Your past no longer defines you. The mistakes, failures, and regrets are gone. The only thing that matters now is what you do today, tomorrow, and every day after. You must live by higher standards. The new you does not accept laziness, excuses, or weakness. You operate with a level of discipline and focus that most people will never understand. Your transformation will make others uncomfortable. Some people will doubt you, try to pull you back, or make fun of your growth. Ignore them. They do not belong in your future. You are now responsible for the person you are becoming. No one else is coming to push you. No one else is coming to save you. This is your journey, and only you can stay on the path. Growth is your new addiction. The old you craved comfort, but the new you craves improvement. Every day is an opportunity to level up, sharpen your mind, and strengthen your discipline. The way you carry yourself has changed. You no longer move like someone who is lost, doubtful, or uncertain. You walk with confidence, focus, and purpose. The new you operates at a higher frequency. You no longer engage in meaningless drama, waste time on distractions, or tolerate negativity. You are focused on building your future. Your transformation is your greatest achievement. Most people never change. They stay stuck in the same habits, the same mindsets, and the same cycles. But you have done what few are willing to do. You have rebuilt yourself. There is no finish line to this journey. You will never stop evolving. You will never stop pushing. You will never stop growing. The new you is just getting started. You are now the master of your destiny. The old you is dead. The new you is unstoppable. Keep moving forward. Keep leveling up. Keep becoming greater every single day. Becoming the new you is not a one-time decision. It is a daily commitment. Every morning, you must choose to continue on this path. You do not wake up as the person you were before. Your transformation is permanent. You no longer seek external validation. You validate yourself. The old you needed approval, needed recognition, needed applause. The new you knows that your growth is real, whether others acknowledge it or not. Your mindset has shifted from hope to certainty. You no longer hope things will improve. You know they will because you are taking control of your actions, habits, and future. The new you is ruthless with time. You no longer waste hours on distractions, meaningless conversations, or negative influences. Every second is an investment in your future. Your past mistakes no longer define you. The old you carried guilt, regret, and self-doubt. The new you has learned from the past but refuses to be controlled by it. The new you embraces discomfort because you know it leads to growth. You no longer avoid difficult situations. You face them head on. Pain and struggle no longer scare you. They fuel you. You operate with unshakable discipline. Your emotions no longer dictate your actions. Whether you feel like it or not, you show up, you execute, and you move forward. Your transformation has created a new standard for your life. What you once tolerated, you no longer accept. What you once feared, you now confront. What you once ignored, you now take responsibility for. Your new identity is built on consistency. You do not change for a few days and then slip back into old habits. This is who you are now. There is no going back. You no longer focus on proving yourself to others. You have nothing to prove. The only thing that matters is being better than you were yesterday. The new you has no room for negativity. Complaining, blaming, and excuses have no place in your life anymore. You focus only on solutions, progress, and results. Your energy is powerful, and you protect it fiercely. You do not allow toxic people, distractions, or laziness to drain you. Your focus is too strong, and your mission is too important. You move with confidence, but not arrogance. You do not need to boast or seek attention. Your actions speak for you. Your discipline speaks for you. Your results speak for you. You embrace your uniqueness. You are not trying to fit in, be accepted, or follow the crowd. The new you is comfortable standing alone if it means staying true to your mission. You are no longer controlled by your fears. Fear used to hold you back. It used to make you hesitate. Now, you face your fears directly and push through them. The new you has built a mindset of abundance. You no longer think small, doubt yourself, or question your worth. You know that you are capable of achieving anything through relentless effort and discipline. You have become the kind of person who inspires others, without even trying. Just by living with purpose, focus, and determination, you become an example of what is possible. Your transformation is proof that change is real. The new you never stops evolving. You are not satisfied with one transformation. You keep leveling up. There is always a higher version of yourself to become, and you are chasing it every single day. You are no longer seeking change. You have become change. The transformation is complete. The old you is unrecognizable. You have rebuilt yourself from the ground up, and now you are unstoppable. This is your moment. Your past is gone. Your future is limitless. Keep growing, keep evolving, and never stop pushing forward. You are now the master of your destiny. Chapter 14, The Power of Silence and Moving in the Shadows. Powerful people do not announce their every move. They let their results speak. The strongest individuals do not seek validation, approval, or attention. They build in silence and emerge unstoppable. Talking about your plans weakens them. The more you share your goals, the more your mind feels like it has already achieved them. Silence keeps you focused on execution, not just words. Not everyone needs to know your journey. Most people will not understand your vision. Some will doubt you. Some will discourage you. Silence protects your energy from negativity and distraction. Your growth should not be a performance, it should be personal. If you are truly committed to self-improvement, you do not need an audience. Work for yourself, not for applause. The loudest person in the room is usually the weakest. True strength does not need to be advertised. Confidence is quiet. Growth is silent. Power is subtle. Your silence makes people curious. When you stop oversharing, people will start wondering what you are up to. Let them wonder. Let them see your transformation when it is undeniable. Discipline thrives in silence. When you move in the shadows, there are no distractions, no opinions, no pressure to perform. Just you and the work that needs to be done. Your results will speak louder than any words. Instead of explaining yourself, let your progress do the talking. Success is the best proof of effort. Privacy protects your energy. Every time you share your plans, you invite unnecessary opinions. The more private you are, the less interference you will have. Silence allows you to focus. When you stop talking and start working, you enter a different level of discipline. Your mind becomes sharper, your vision clearer, and your execution stronger. People cannot sabotage what they do not know. Some people secretly hope you fail. Some pretend to support you while secretly doubting you. Moving in silence protects your mission from negativity. The greatest transformations happen in private. You do not need to announce your journey. You do not need constant validation. Let your work unfold naturally, and let your success be your introduction. Quiet progress leads to unstoppable momentum. When you stay silent and focused, you build at a faster rate. No distractions, no opinions, just pure execution. Not every battle needs a response. Silence is a weapon. It keeps your enemies guessing. It makes people underestimate you until it is too late. Greatness is built in the unseen hours. The best athletes, entrepreneurs, and leaders do their hardest work when no one is watching. If you want to be exceptional, you must learn to love working in silence. The less you say, the more power you hold. People waste energy explaining themselves, defending themselves, or proving their worth. The strongest people do not waste words. They let their actions command respect. Silence gives you an advantage. While others are announcing their plans, you are executing yours. While they are waiting for validation, you are already ahead, building without distractions. Moving in silence makes your results unstoppable. No one can block what they do not see coming. No one can interfere with a plan they do not know exists. Work in the dark and let your success shine in the light. When you master silence, you master control. You control your energy, your focus, and your direction. No one knows what you are doing until it is done, and by then it is too late to stop you. The less you reveal, the more control you have. When no one knows your next move, no one can interfere. Silence keeps you unpredictable, and unpredictability is power. Discipline thrives in solitude. When you work in silence, you eliminate distractions, expectations, and unnecessary conversations. You focus on execution, not explanation. Not everyone deserves access to your plans. Some people only support you when they see results. Others secretly want you to fail. Keeping your progress private shields you from their negativity. The most dangerous warriors do not make noise. They strike when the time is right. If you are always talking about your moves, you give away your advantage. True power moves silently. Silence removes unnecessary pressure. When you tell the world your goals, you create expectations. Moving in silence allows you to focus on progress without feeling the need to perform. You do not owe anyone explanations. People will ask why you are so focused, why you don't share everything, or why you are distant. You do not need to answer. Your results will answer for you. When you stay silent, people underestimate you. This is an advantage. Let them think you are not making moves. Let them assume you are not improving. And when they finally see the results, it will be too late for them to catch up. Silence helps you conserve energy. Talking too much drains your focus. The energy spent explaining your goals could be used to accomplish them. Protect your energy by keeping quiet. Privacy accelerates growth. When no one is watching, you are free to experiment, make mistakes, and refine your skills without judgment. Your private grind leads to a powerful public breakthrough. People cannot attack what they cannot see. The more you expose your plans, the more opportunities you give others to discourage or sabotage you. Move in silence and let them be surprised. Silence forces you to rely on yourself. When you stop seeking validation, you become stronger. You trust your decisions more. You build an unshakable belief in your own abilities. The most successful people are silent workers. They do not need to broadcast their efforts. They let their results speak. By the time the world notices, they have already won. Your power grows in the shadows. When you work quietly, you build strength, skill, and discipline without external noise. By the time you step into the light, you are already unstoppable. Moving in silence creates an aura of mystery. People will wonder what you are up to. They will sense something is happening but will not know what. Let them guess. Let them talk. You stay focused. The strongest transformations happen when no one is watching. The most powerful changes are made when you are alone, working relentlessly in the background. By the time the world notices, you are already ahead. Never explain your strategy, just execute it. Too many people waste time explaining their plans instead of acting on them. Your job is not to convince others. Your job is to work until they cannot ignore your results. Your silence creates confidence. When you stop announcing your moves, you learn to trust yourself more. You no longer need reassurance. You know that what you are doing will succeed. The real ones will respect your silence. Those who understand success know why you are quiet. They recognize the discipline behind it, and when you succeed, they will respect you even more. Silence eliminates unnecessary competition. When you do not share your goals, no one can compete with you. By the time they realize what you have built, you have already won. The best revenge is silent success. If people doubted you, let your achievements be the response. If they underestimated you, let your results prove them wrong. Success is best served quietly. Silence is power. Move in the shadows. Build in private. Work in silence. And when it's time to reveal yourself, the world will have no choice but to respect your greatness. Chapter 15. Protecting your energy and staying focused. Your energy is your most valuable resource. Guard it with everything you have. The people, thoughts, and habits you allow into your life will either fuel your growth or drain your strength. Protect your energy like your future depends on it, because it does. Distractions are the enemy of greatness. Every unnecessary conversation, pointless argument, and wasted hour takes you further from your goals. Stay focused. Stay disciplined. Do not let distractions pull you off your path. Not everyone deserves access to you. Some people drain your energy, waste your time, and bring negativity into your life. You do not owe them your presence. Cut them off without hesitation. Energy is contagious. Surround yourself with the right people. If you are around lazy, negative, or unfocused people, their energy will infect you. Choose to be around those who push you, inspire you, and keep you sharp. Your focus determines your future. What you consistently think about, work on, and pursue will shape your destiny. If your mind is constantly distracted, your future will be unstable. If your mind is focused, your future will be unstoppable. You must eliminate anything that weakens your discipline. If social media is distracting you, limit it. If negative people are draining you, remove them. Create an environment where focus is your default state. Not every battle is worth fighting. Some arguments, opinions, and conflicts are not worth your energy. Save your strength for what truly matters: your growth, your success, and your purpose. Your mental space must be protected at all costs. The thoughts you allow into your mind shape your emotions, actions, and results. Feed your mind with knowledge, positivity, and powerful ideas. Reject anything that weakens you. Focus is a skill that must be trained. Every day you must practice ignoring distractions and prioritizing what truly matters. The more you train your focus, the stronger it becomes. People who do not respect your time do not respect your growth. If someone constantly interrupts, distracts, or derails your progress, they do not value your mission. Limit your time with those who do not align with your goals. Your energy is not unlimited. Spend it wisely. If you give too much attention to the wrong things, you will have nothing left for what truly matters. Be intentional with where you place your focus. Self-discipline is the ultimate energy protector. When you master discipline, you no longer allow yourself to be pulled in different directions. You stay on track, regardless of temptations or distractions. A focused mind is a powerful mind. The sharper your focus, the more control you have over your destiny. Clarity leads to execution. Execution leads to success. Cut off anything that drains you mentally, emotionally, or physically. Toxic relationships, negative environments, and bad habits will steal your energy before you even realize it. Let them go. Your goals require your full attention. Half-hearted focus leads to half-hearted results. If you want massive success, you must give massive focus. Rest is necessary, but laziness is not. Recharging your energy is important, but do not confuse relaxation with procrastination. Work hard, then rest with purpose. You do not have time for everything. Choose wisely. Every task, habit, and relationship either adds to your energy or takes away from it. Prioritize what fuels your future. Your morning routine sets the tone for your entire day. If you start your day with focus and discipline, that energy carries throughout the day. Win the morning, win the day. The world is full of distractions, but you must stay locked in. Success does not come to those who are easily swayed, easily influenced, or easily distracted. It comes to those who can lock in on their vision and refuse to break focus. Your energy is sacred. Protect it. Strengthen it. Use it wisely. The more you control your energy, the more control you have over your success. Stay focused. Stay disciplined. And never let anything steal your power. You are responsible for the energy you allow into your life. If you constantly feel drained, ask yourself, who or what is stealing your focus? Take control and remove anything that does not serve you. Not every opportunity is worth your attention. Some distractions come disguised as opportunities. But if they do not align with your long-term goals, they are just roadblocks in disguise. Learn to say no. Energy flows where attention goes. If your mind is consumed by negativity, you will attract more negativity. If your mind is locked in on growth, success, and discipline, your life will reflect that focus. You must be ruthless in protecting your focus. The world is filled with distractions, social media, pointless drama, unproductive conversations. Your job is to cut out everything that pulls you away from your mission. The strongest people are the ones who know what to ignore. You do not need to react to every comment, respond to every message, or engage in every debate. Save your energy for things that move you forward. A cluttered environment leads to a cluttered mind. Your space reflects your focus. Clean up your surroundings, remove unnecessary distractions, and create an atmosphere that supports your discipline. The people around you either fuel you or drain you. Some people lift you higher, while others bring negativity, doubt, and laziness into your life. Choose wisely who you give your energy to. Not everything deserves your response. Just because someone wants your attention does not mean you have to give it. Silence is a powerful way to protect your peace. Mental exhaustion comes from scattered focus. When your mind is pulled in too many directions, your energy becomes depleted. Simplify your priorities. Focus on what truly matters. You must train your mind to resist distractions. Every time you allow yourself to be pulled off track, you weaken your ability to focus. Discipline is built by saying no to distractions over and over again. Your phone is one of the biggest energy thieves. Constant notifications, endless scrolling, and meaningless conversations drain your mental power. Control your technology before it controls you. Overthinking drains more energy than action. The longer you hesitate, the more exhausted you feel. Make a decision, take action, and keep moving forward. What you consume affects your energy. The books you read, the content you watch, and the conversations you engage in all shape your mindset. Feed your mind with things that elevate you, not things that drain you. Being busy does not mean being productive. Some people fill their time with tasks that feel important but do not lead to results. Be efficient, not just active. Focus on what actually moves you forward. Energy vampires exist. Learn to recognize them. These are the people who constantly complain, gossip, or drain your motivation. If someone is always bringing negativity, distance yourself. Your emotions affect your energy levels. If you hold on to stress, resentment, or frustration, you will feel drained. Let go of what you cannot control and keep your focus on progress. Sleep is fuel for your mind. If you do not rest properly, your focus will suffer. Prioritize high-quality sleep so you can perform at your best. Momentum is built through consistent focus. Every time you stay locked in, you strengthen your ability to concentrate for longer periods. Focus is a muscle. Train it every day. The best use of your energy is on self-improvement. Instead of wasting time on things that do not benefit you, invest your energy into reading, learning, building skills, and becoming stronger. The quality of your life is determined by what you give your attention to. If you focus on negativity, problems, and distractions, your life will reflect that. But if you focus on discipline, growth, and purpose, you will rise above. The more focused you are, the faster you achieve your goals. Every time you allow yourself to be distracted, you slow your progress. Stay locked in, and you will reach your destination faster than you ever imagined. Energy is not unlimited. Use it wisely. Every day you wake up with a limited amount of focus and willpower. If you waste it on things that do not serve you, you will have nothing left for what truly matters. You must become selective with your time. Not every invitation, request, or event deserves your presence. If something does not contribute to your growth, you do not need to be part of it. Your mind is like a garden. Whatever you plant will grow. If you allow negativity, doubt, and distractions to take root, they will multiply. But if you plant discipline, focus, and determination, your mind will become unstoppable. The price of greatness is constant focus. The people who achieve the most are not necessarily the smartest or the most talented. They are simply the most disciplined with their energy. They refuse to waste time on anything that does not align with their vision. Your energy is not for everyone. If someone does not respect your time, your growth, or your focus, they do not deserve access to you. Protect your energy by setting boundaries and enforcing them. Mental clutter leads.
Egameno jomau yerego komarungura, kalishi ashike upsaka diopau technika, oliriwo omkundu opashiguana, upsaka diopaliko, no hashivuro okuya moshi para uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshinimo mtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma ovigajo miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahangano opaumwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa mete tekero esiko mirongo mbali naga ali siko mbali naga nega apiriri mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshibarashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kidhira omashongo koko marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukapewa ompiti mito yom tu wumwe awedwa pong hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba wotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dina nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapura apuro kwatathana nayo konrajeta tu imwe onda tu yatano omgoijeal nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarere pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye
to burnout. If you constantly allow distractions and negativity into your life, you will feel drained. Simplify your life, remove unnecessary stress, and keep your mind clear. Focus is a superpower in a world full of distractions. Most people allow their minds to be scattered, jumping from one thing to another. If you can train yourself to focus deeply, you will gain an advantage over 99% of people. The strongest people protect their peace. They do not engage in meaningless debates, waste time arguing, or allow negativity to enter their space. They stay in control of their emotions and their energy. Your habits dictate your energy levels. If you start your day with distractions, negativity, or laziness, your whole day will be affected. But if you begin with discipline, clarity, and action, your energy will remain strong. What drains you must be removed from your life. If certain people, habits, or environments exhaust you, it is time to let them go. Your success depends on your ability to protect your energy. Technology is a double-edged sword. Control it before it controls you. Social media, notifications, and endless scrolling can steal your focus without you even realizing it. Set limits and be intentional about how you use technology. Some battles are not worth fighting. Not every insult needs a response. Not every argument deserves your attention. Your focus is too valuable to be wasted on small things. Energy flows where priorities go. If you constantly give your energy to distractions, your goals will suffer. Decide what truly matters and pour your energy into that. A disciplined routine keeps your energy high. When your life is structured with productive habits, you do not waste time figuring out what to do next. Everything flows smoothly because you have built a system that supports your focus. The more you master your focus, the more unstoppable you become. If you can train your mind to stay locked in on your mission, nothing can stop you. Distractions will come, but they will not break your momentum. You do not need to explain your boundaries. If people do not respect your time and energy, you do not need to convince them why you are focused. Simply enforce your boundaries and move forward. Your future is created by the energy you invest today. Every action, every decision, and every choice you make now will determine where you end up. Do not waste today. Make it count. The world is full of noise. Learn to block it out. If you let outside opinions, negativity, and distractions control you, you will never reach your full potential. Turn down the noise and stay locked in. Your energy is sacred. Treat it that way. Be intentional. Be disciplined. And be ruthless in protecting your focus. Your future depends on it. Your energy is like a battery. Where you spend it determines your results. Every conversation, every thought, and every action either drains or recharges you. Choose wisely where you invest your time and attention. Small distractions create big setbacks. Losing focus for 5 minutes here and there may seem harmless, but over time, those moments add up. A distracted mind leads to slow progress. A focused mind achieves greatness. You do not have to entertain every opinion. Some people will question your journey, criticize your choices, and try to distract you with negativity. Silence is your best response. Stay focused on what matters. Energy wasted on the wrong things is energy stolen from your future. Every time you let yourself get caught up in pointless drama, distractions, or laziness, you take away from the energy that should be fueling your success. Protect your time like your life depends on it. Multitasking kills focus. Society glorifies doing multiple things at once, but true productivity comes from deep focus on one task at a time. When you fully engage in a task, you produce better results in less time. Your energy should be spent on creation, not consumption. Most people waste their days scrolling through social media, watching endless videos, and consuming mindless content. Winners spend their time creating, building, and improving. Not all connections are beneficial. Some relationships bring energy and motivation, while others drain you with constant negativity, doubt, and laziness. If someone is not helping you grow, they should not have access to your energy. Your mornings dictate your focus for the day. If you start your day with discipline, reading, exercising, and planning, your mind stays sharp. If you start your day distracted, scrolling, wasting time, and procrastinating, your energy will be scattered. Win the morning, win the day. Overthinking exhausts your energy faster than action. The longer you sit in indecision, the more mentally drained you become. Take action and adjust as you go. Movement creates clarity. A restless mind is an unfocused mind. If you are constantly worrying, doubting yourself, or stressing over things you cannot control, you are wasting energy. Calm your mind, focus on what you can control, and take action. The strongest people master the ability to say no. Not every invitation, project, or request deserves your time. Learn to say no without guilt. Your energy must be reserved for what truly matters. Your energy is your responsibility. No one else will protect it for you. If you allow distractions, negativity, and unproductive habits to take over, you are the one who will pay the price. Social media is designed to steal your attention. Every notification, every algorithm, and every ad is built to keep you engaged for as long as possible. Use technology wisely. Control it before it controls you. Your focus should be on long-term success, not short-term pleasures. Most distractions give instant gratification, but add no real value to your life. Stay locked in on the bigger picture. You do not owe anyone an explanation for protecting your peace. Some people will not understand your discipline or your focus, and that's okay. Your job is to stay committed, not to seek approval. Mental clarity comes from eliminating unnecessary noise. The more you declutter your mind by avoiding gossip, cutting out toxic people, and reducing unnecessary commitments, the sharper your focus becomes. Create space for what truly matters. You will never achieve greatness with a distracted mind. Every successful person has one thing in common: they protect their focus at all costs. If you want extraordinary results, you must eliminate ordinary distractions. True peace comes from controlling your energy. When you stop allowing external chaos to dictate your mood, your stress levels decrease. Master your focus, and you master your emotions. The price of success is relentless concentration. You cannot build something great while being half-focused. You must be all in. Remove the noise, cut the distractions, and stay on your path. Your energy is sacred. protect it, guard it, and use it wisely. Every moment you waste is a moment stolen from your future. Stay locked in, stay disciplined, and watch how your life transforms. Your energy is your weapon. Protect it, sharpen it, and use it to create the life you deserve. Stay focused, stay disciplined, and never let distractions steal your destiny. You've come this far. You've faced the truth. You've burned the old version of yourself to the ground. Now there is no turning back. You are no longer the person who made excuses, waited for the perfect moment, or relied on others to save you. You have rebuilt yourself, stronger, wiser, and unstoppable. But this journey doesn't end here. Growth is a lifelong process. Every day, you must choose discipline over comfort, strength over weakness, and progress over stagnation. Walk your own path, stay focused, protect your energy. Never let the old you return. You are reborn. This is your new beginning. Now go and dominate life.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
And while we set the agenda, let's talk about life being easy.
That's one word that I always want to say to everybody in my life now. That word is life is easy. It's so easy and fun. Before that, I never think like that. When I was in Bangkok, I feel like life is very hard, very complicated. I was born in a poor village from the northeastern of Thailand. When I was a kid, everything is fun and easy. But when the TV came, many people came to the village, they said, you are poor. You need to follow succeed for your life. You need to go to Bangkok to pursue success in your life. So I feel bad. I feel poor. So I need to go to Bangkok. When I went to Bangkok, it's not very fun. I said, you need to learn, study a lot, and work very hard. And then you will get success. I work very hard, 8 hours per day at least. But what I can eat is just a bowl of noodle per meal. Or sometimes a dish of fried rice or something like that. And where I stay is very bad. A small room with a lot of people sleep. It's very hot. I start to question a lot. When I work hard, why my life is so hard? It must be something wrong. Because I produce a lot of things, but I cannot get enough. And I try to learn, I try to study. I try to study in university. It's very hard to learn in university because it's very boring. And I start to look at the subject in university. Every faculty, most of them is destructive knowledge. It's no productive knowledge in university for me. When I look at something like if you learn to be architect or engineer, that means you ruin more. The more these people work, the mountain will be destroyed more. And the good land in Chao Phraya Basin will be covered with concrete more and more. We destroy more. If you learn agricultural faculty or something like that means you learn how to poison, to intoxicate the land, the water, and learn to destroy everything. I feel like everything we do is so complicated, so hard, and everything, we just make it hard. Life is so hard. I feel disappointed. I start to think about why I have to be here in Bangkok. I thought about when I was a kid. Nobody worked 8 hours per day. Everybody worked 2 hours, 2 months a year. Planting rice 1 month and harvest the rice another month. The rest is free time, 10 months of free time. That's why people have so many festivals in Thailand. Every month they have festival. Because they have so much free time. And then in the daytime, everybody even take a nap. Even now in Laos, anybody go to Laos, you can people take a nap after lunch. And after they wake up, they're just gossiping, how's your son-in-law, how's your wife, daughter-in-law. That's, people have a lot of time. But at that time, because of they have a lot of time, they have time to be with themselves. And when they have time to be with themselves, they have time to understand themselves. When they understand themselves, they can see what they want in their life. So many people see that they want happiness. They want love. They want to enjoy their life. So people see a lot of beauty in their life. So they express their beauty in many ways. Some people just carving the handle of the knife, very beautiful. The basket, they're weaving very nice. But now, nobody uses that one. Nobody can do something like that. People use plastic everywhere. So, I feel like, is something wrong in there? I cannot live in this way of living. So I decided to quit university and went back home. When I went back home, I started to live like when I remember when I was a kid. I started to work 2 months a year. I got 4 tons of rice. And then the whole family, 6 people, we eat less than 0.5 ton per year. So we can sell some rice. And then I dug two fish ponds. We have fish to eat all year round. And I start a small garden, less than half an acre. And I spend 15 minutes per day to take care of the garden. I have more than 30 variety of vegetable in the garden. So 6 people cannot eat all of it. We have surplus to sell in the market. We can make some income in there too. So I feel like it's easy. Why I have to be in Bangkok for 7 years, working hard and then don't have enough to eat. But here, only 2 months a year and 15 minutes per day, I can feed 6 people. That's easy. And after that, I think that stupid people like me, who never get a good grade in the school, cannot have a house. Because people who are clever than me, who get number one in the class every year, they spend, even they get a good job, but they need to work more than 30 years to have a house. But for me, who cannot finish university, how can I have a house? Hopeless for people who have low education like me. But when I start to do earthen building, it's so easy. I spend 2 hours per day, 5 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the morning. 2 days per, 2 hours per day. And 3 months, I got a house. And another friend who's the most clever in the class, he spent 3 months to build his house too. But he had to be in debt. He had to pay his debt 30 years. So compared to him, I have 29 years and 10 months of free time. So I feel that life is so easy. I never think I can build a house easy like that. And after that, I keep building house every year, at least one house a year. Now I have no money, but I have many houses. My problem is tonight, which house I'm going to sleep. So house is not a problem. Anybody can build a house. The kids 13 years old, after school, they make bricks together, make a house. After 1 month, they have a library. The kids can make a house. Very old nun can build a hut for herself. Many people can build a house. So it's easy. If you don't believe me, try it. If somebody wants to have a house. And then the next thing is clothing. I feel like I'm poor. I feel like I'm not handsome. I try to dress like somebody else, like a movie star, to make myself look good, look better. I spent 1 month to save money to buy a pair of jeans. When I wear it, I turn left and turn right, look at the mirror. Every time I look, I'm the same person. The most expensive pen cannot change my life. I feel like I'm so crazy. Why I had to buy it? Spend 1 month to have a pair of pants. It doesn't change me. I start to think more about that. Why we need to follow fashion? Because when we follow fashion, we never catch up with it because we follow it. So don't follow it. Just stay here. Do what we use what we have. So after that, until now, 20 years, I never buy any clothes. All the clothes I have is left over from people. When people come to visit me, when they leave, they left a lot of clothes there. So I have tons of clothes now. And then when people see me wear very old clothes, they give me more clothes. So my problem is I need to give clothes to people very often now. So it's so easy. And when I stop buying clothes, I feel like it's not only clothes. It's about something else in my life. What I learned is when I buy something, everything about, I buy it because I like it, or I buy it because I need it. So if I buy it because I like it, that means I'm wrong. So I feel more free when I think like this. And the last thing is, when I get sick, what will I do? I really worry in the beginning because when I have no money, what I will do? But I start to contemplate more. Normally, sickness is a normal thing. It's not a bad thing. Sickness is something to remind us that we did something wrong in my life. That's why we get sick. So when we get sick, I need to stop and come back to myself and think about it. What I did wrong. So I learned how to use water to heal myself, how to use earth to heal myself. I learned how to use basic knowledge to heal myself. So after I rely on myself, this four thing, I feel like life is very easy. I feel something like a freedom or something that I feel free. I feel like I don't worry about anything much. I have less fear. I can do whatever I want in my life. Before that, I have a lot of fear. I cannot do anything. But now I feel very fear. I feel like I'm a unique person on this earth. Nobody like me. I don't need to make myself like anybody else. I'm the one, number one. So things like this make it easy, very light. And after that, I start to think about when I was in Bangkok, I feel very dark in my life. I start to think many people maybe think like me at that time. So we start a place called Phan Phan in Chiang Mai. This place, the main aim is just to saving seed, to collect seed, because seed is food. Food is life. If there's no seed, no life. No seed, no freedom. No seed, no happiness. Because your life will depend on somebody else. Because you have no food. So it's very important to save seed. That's why we focus on saving seed. That's the main thing to be in Phan Phan. And the second thing is the learning center. We want to have a center for ourselves to learn. Learn how to make life easy. Because we were taught to make life complicated and hard all the time. How can we make it easy? It's easy. But we don't know how to make it easy anymore. Because we always make it complicated. And now we start to learn and learn to be together. Because we were taught to disconnect ourselves from everything else, to be independent. So we can rely on the money only. We don't need to rely on each other. But now, to be happy, we need to come back, to connect to ourselves again, to connect to other people, to connect our mind and body together again. So we can be happy. Life is easy. And from beginning until now, what I learned is the four basic needs, food, house, clothes, and medicine, must be cheap and easy for everybody. That's the civilization. But if we make these four things hard and very hard for many people to get it, that's uncivilized. So now when we look at everywhere around us, everything is so hard to get. So I feel like now is the most uncivilized era of human on this earth. We have so many people who finished from university, have so many universities on the earth. have so many clever people on this earth. But our life is harder and harder. We make it hard for who? We work hard for who right now? I feel like it's wrong. It's not normal. So I just want to come back to normal, to be a normal person, to be equal to animals. The birds make a nest in 1 or 2 days. The rat dig a hole in 1 night. But the clever human like us spend 30 years to have a house, and many people can't believe that I cannot have a house. They can't believe that they can have a house in this life. So that's wrong. Why we destroy our spirit? Why we destroy our ability that much? So I feel like it's enough for me to live in the normal way, in the abnormal way. So now I try to be normal. But people look at me as abnormal people, crazy people. But I don't care because it's not my fault. It's their fault because they think like that. So my life is easy and light now. That's enough for me. People can think whatever they want. I cannot manage anything outside myself. What I can do is change my mind, manage my mind. Now my mind is light and easy. That's enough. If anybody want to have a choice, you can have a choice. Choice to be easy or choice to be hard. It depends on you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is all on you. Rebuilding, rebecoming, redoing everything, it is all on you. And that is honestly and truthfully the only way to go. So we're going to rebuild ourselves, right? We're going to let them. We're going to trust the process. We're going to be part of it and entangle ourselves deep within it. Because how? Fail. And we are just going to digest it and be a part of it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've officially come to the end of our program this evening, and I hope you had enjoyed, right? I hope you've had enjoyed our show this evening, and, you know, with all the love in the world, I am bidding you guys a farewell, love and light, and au revoir, ciao, nashi cheke, because, well...